all know that there's good and evil in this world. And at a personal level, evil can be tempting sometimes. It really can. The problem is that as sure as night follows day, you start dabbling in evil and stress will start to fill your life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as we take another look at the stress in your life from a different perspective. And please stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'm going to be telling you about a special new booklet that I'd love to send you to help you eliminate the stress from your life. Evil seems like a strong word, doesn't it? I mean, by and large, you and I don't think of ourselves as being evil people. We're not a murderer or a rapist or a child abuser. Well, 99.99% of us aren't. And so the word evil seems to be just a tad strong. I'm guessing you know the story of Adam and Eve. God put them in the Garden of Eden. They had a fantastic life. They could do whatever they wanted, except eat the fruit off one of the trees in the garden. That's all. I don't think there was anything particularly special about the tree. No magic potions, no hallucinogens in the fruit. It's just that God nominated this tree to give Adam and Eve a choice, either to obey him or not. God always gives us a choice. Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So what was the tree called? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Where evil is defined as anything that rebels against God. Up until the point that Adam and Eve ate the fruit from that tree, they had no idea about what evil was. It was a concept, but they'd never experienced it in their lives. They didn't know it. They had no knowledge of it. And God warned them. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You may eat freely of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Verses 15 to 17. They couldn't say that they didn't know, right? But then the serpent tempted them and Eve made the first move. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate it. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it. Then the eyes of both were opened and they knew that they were naked and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. Genesis chapter 3 verses 6 and 7. Would you say at that moment when they knew for themselves the difference between good and evil for the first time, they were stressed? I think so. Because the very next thing they did was to hide themselves from God. I mean, just think how silly that is when they heard him coming in the garden. But eventually God found them and the consequences of their actions were devastating. To the woman he said, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and you have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Then the Lord said, "See, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and now he might reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a sword flaming to guard the way to the tree of life." Now again, would you say that this evil that they'd done in God's sight caused them stress? Absolutely it did. And it was a stress that lasted for the rest of their lives. Well, right there you have it. When you and I rebel against God, it is going to cause us pain and stress. I don't care what it is that we do to rebel against him, but there are going to be consequences, serious consequences. A husband doesn't cherish his wife. A wife doesn't honour her husband. Stress? You betcha. A man decides that his life is all about making money and being wealthy. He chases after riches and sacrifices everything. Stress? Well, let's take another look at what may well be a familiar passage to you. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from their faith and pierced themselves with many pains. Now, that's what I call stress. What about anger and dissension and strife, backbiting, dishonesty? Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious. Fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I'm warning you, as I warned you before, those who do these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now that passage tells us all that stuff will end in some serious stress, for those who do those things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But from experience, we know that all of those things create stress here and now too. Strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, and all that jazz. Would you like to work in a place that has just one of those things going on, factions and dissensions, for example? Perhaps you do. Well, that's what you'd call a stressful workplace. Would you like to live in a family where one member is constantly drunk? Anyone who has will tell you that that causes tremendous stress. You're getting the picture, right? Sin, sorry to bring that word up, but that's what God calls it. Or would you perhaps prefer evil? Evil always results in stress. That's the bottom line. It promises a lot up front, but it only delivers us stress and trouble. Some people, and perhaps you're one of them, I'm being very direct here, kind but direct. Some people are wanting to hang on to some bit of evil, some particular sin, and rationalize it away as though it's nothing. But it's like a thorn in their side. It causes them stress over and over again. I'm not going to forgive her for doing that to me. Well, okay, don't forgive her. But you're going to suffer the stress of unforgiveness for as long as you care to hang on to it. My friend, if you want to rid your life of stress, then the quickest and easiest way of getting started is to root out the sin in your life, pull it up by the root, and throw it out. The moment you forgive, the moment you deal with your pride, the moment you stop quarrelling with people at work and stirring up trouble, the stress in your life is going to subside. Why? Because God only labels something as evil, as sin, if it's going to hurt us. Get rid of the sin and it stops hurting. It's that simple. The only question is, what are you waiting for? Life is full of pressures and fears. We can't change that. But stress, well, that's simply our reaction to those pressures and fears. And that we can change, absolutely. Which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called The 5 Ways to Eliminate Stress. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live a life of quiet confidence and peace. And at the end of each chapter, there are some life application questions to help you actually apply God's Word right into the realities of your life. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see the free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com and the booklet, The 5 Ways to Eliminate Stress. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.